Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Now we turn our attention to Florida State. This is a program, obviously, that this wasn't the year that the fans enjoyed coming off an undefeated season the year before. But nevertheless, there's help on the way. Really good transfer portal. Recruits that'll be coming in as well. Things are looking up certainly in this offseason. Brian Smith, a host Locked On Seminoles, a tremendous podcast that is daily. He is kind enough to join us. Brian, thanks so much for taking the time. Happy New Year to you. And here we go, offseason for the Seminoles.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me on, Blue. Florida State is on fire on the transfer portal front. They just got Squirrel White from Tennessee, one of the top receivers in the portal. They already got Deuce Robinson from USC, arguably the top receiver in the portal. And they also got several good defensive players, including James Williams, the outside linebacker from Nebraska, and Jason Jenkins, another player from Tennessee, the big defensive lineman. So a lot of things going right for the Noles right now.
Yeah, on top of a fairly decent recruiting class. I mean, that brought in some kids that a lot of people looked at. Javon Boggs, obviously, is a huge get. Kevin Wynn was a player that a lot of people coveted, a big defensive lineman from Georgia. They went in South Florida and got the brothers Mandrell and Darryl DeSeer from New Orleans. So you take a look at the recruiting class mixed in with the players that you just kind of alluded to, that are coming in through the portal, and things are starting to look a little better, because you knew and everybody knew that they lost so much from the year before and put up probably the 2 years previous, put so much stock into the portal, and a lot of those kids just left and left them basically without a lot of frontline kids, let alone not a lot of depth. Talk about that, which what has transformed now, where it looks like they backed themselves up. They got a good, really, really good portal going, but at the same time, they recruited pretty well last year.
Yeah, they finally did a good job with recruiting, like the end of the cycle in particular. They hit on a few kids that nobody really thought they were going to, including myself, and they got kids in state that they needed to get. I know that you and I have talked about a Florida State hasn't done as well in South Florida, where you live, in the last several years, and that's kind of a focus, I think, for the class of 26. But the biggest thing is still the portal guys that they're getting that are experienced and proven mixed in with them. I think they're finally going to be able to balance out their roster a little bit that way. So they got three defensive linemen I think can all play, and they kept Darryl Jackson. That's not a portal guy, but he had entered the NFL draft. That was huge for them to get him to come back.
Yeah, I agree with you. And, you know, the thing, too, is, Brian, with the way college football is these days, I mean, you know, you say to yourself after this season ended, who's going to be Arizona State next year? Who's going to be Indiana next year? You know, I mean, because that's what it's come to. Because you look at Indiana, and when Cignetti brought those kids from James Madison, he loses 14 of the 15 kids that he brought with him. Plus, he loses 22 guys. So you lose 30 kids from a team like Indiana this past year that, you know, it was a good team. Not a great team, but a good team. But the same thing with Arizona State. I mean, you know, they did a great job. They everything fell in line. They only won three games the year before. Who are those type of teams? Could Florida State be that type of team in 2025 where they basically, as you know as well as I do, the ACC's good, but it's not great?
Florida State could be. I mean, Thomas Castellanos fits Gus Malzahn's offense. They've got four offensive linemen from the portal that'll all start. they completely changed the offense with that alone. And again, you got Deuce and Squirrel coming in at receiver. You got a good running back room. Yeah, they're off to a good start on that alone, but I still think it's those defensive guys. They got three defensive linemen from the portal that are good, plus Williams at outside backer. They got three guys at linebacker. They're going to have to change the defense to be dominant again. They were a sieve too often this past season, and that's Florida State has always been, as you know, a dominant defensive team when they were good, and that's where it starts.
Yeah.
And I think us and Herb Hand with the O-line coach, et cetera, they'll get a lot better on offense there too. Why not Florida State? I mean, minimum they should win 6-7 games, like if everything
right.
went wrong. That's
right.
I
agree. And I mean, and you look at, you know, Gus Malzahn, who I think has always been a better coordinator than he has been a head coach. But he has a kid like Thomas Castellanos, as you mentioned, a versatile guy, a guy who's a run pass guy. He can take off at any time, and kind of, as he showed with Boston College, and kind of open things up. As you mentioned, coaching wise, I mean, you get a guy like Tim Harris, who I think is very, you know, he had a chance to get the FIU job because of his ties in South Florida, but his knowledge of offense, and this is somebody who could probably, as you mentioned, work with some of those guys like Squirrel White and work with those Javon Boggs type of players. Yeah, I think this team has a really good opportunity to kind of flip the switch again this year. You know how it is. I mean, they came off a really good season the year before, and then all of a sudden it's like taking the rug and pulling it out, and you and I talked during the season how frustrating it was for somebody like Coach Norvell. I mean, he's a winning guy. I mean, you know, I mean, people could say what they want about him. He's a good coach. He's a good X's and O's guys. He's organized all the time. And the one thing, too, Brian, is he's surrounded himself with some pretty good coaches.
Yeah, I think they upgraded the staff, but especially in terms of recruiting. Tim Harris Jr. is a guy you know and I know. He can recruit, got South Florida ties. The DB coach they got from Nebraska, he's from Miami. They also brought in what the guy they call Pot Roast, Terrence Knighton, played in the NFL a long time, a really good defensive line coach and recruiter. I think the Noles will be much more viable on the recruiting trail moving forward. And as you know, Bobby Bowden, that was his forte. He out-recruited everybody, and it's not that hard to get kids to Florida State. Location-wise, it's about as good as it's going to get. So I think the program's in the right direction.
Yeah, no doubt. As we close, give everybody an opportunity to follow you, the Locked On Seminoles, a lot of the things you do, a lot more. Talk about some of the things and give us your how people can follow you on social media as well as on the website.
Sure. You can find me on X at FBScout_Florida. If you just type in Locked On Seminoles in your favorite browser, you'll find me pretty quick. You can find Apple, Spotify, YouTube, Amazon Music, whatever you want. But I'm all over the transfer portal right now on X. That's my favorite thing to follow. It is wild, Blue, and I really enjoy it.
Well, I know one thing. We'll be following you. I mean, I know that you'll be rooting on Thursday night. I'll be at the game. Should be a really good game. I know the Fighting Irish is they've had a great – and you know what? I said that they had halfway through the year, I said, you know what? They're playing as good as anybody. And when I watch them against USC, I felt that they had every right to be, you know, in the mix. And so far I'm looking good. It's going to be a great game. I know you'll be rooting hard. And, again, thanks so much, Brian, for taking the time.
Appreciate it, sir. Have a good one.
Good stuff. Brian Smith, Locked On Seminoles.